Good morning, church. I can tell you that it is good to be standing here today. And it is also good to see you. You know, I'm not worthy to be standing up here today. Do you know that? But it is the righteousness of Christ that I stand up here, and we're going to help you lead in the music this morning. We're going to go straight to the throne room. So let's stand, let's open up in prayer, and let's sing. Father God, we just thank you for another day here on this earth. And Father, now as we come before you, not making any pretense, not making any excuses, but just coming straight to you here this morning. Father, we thank you for meeting us here once again, that we can sing praises to you, we can worship you, we can give you glory, we can lift up your name here. So Father, we just thank you for your Holy Spirit just coming down upon us, that this place would just be on fire. And we thank you for this now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Arise and sing, ye children of Zion, for the Lord has delivered thee. Arise and sing, ye children of Zion, for the Lord has delivered thee. Open up your hearts and rejoice before Him. Open up your hearts and rejoice before Him. Open up your hearts and rejoice before Him. For the King is your God. Go forth in praise, be strong in the battle, for the Lord is Almighty God. Go forth in praise, be strong in the battle, for the Lord is Almighty God. Lift up your hands and give Him all glory. Lift up your hands and give Him all glory. Lift up your hands and give Him all glory, for the King is Almighty God. Arise and sing, ye children of Zion, for the Lord has delivered thee. Arise and sing, ye children of Zion, for the Lord has delivered thee. Open up your hearts and rejoice before Him. Open up your hearts and rejoice before Him. Open up your hearts and rejoice before Him, for the King is your God. Go forth in praise, be strong in the battle, for the Lord is Almighty God. Go forth in praise, be strong in the battle, for the Lord is Almighty God. Lift up your hands and give Him all glory. Lift up your hands and give Him all glory. Lift up your hands and give Him all glory, for the King is Almighty God.
Amen.
Let's move on, there are greater things ahead. Let's press closer to Him and be Spirit-led. For our Lord, let's take a stand as we move throughout the land and build the church that our Lord is waiting for. Let's move on, there are greater things ahead. Let's press closer to Him and be Spirit-led. For our Lord, let's take a stand as we move throughout the land and build the church that our Lord is waiting for. Let's move on, there are greater things ahead. Let's press closer to Him and be Spirit-led. For our Lord, let's take a stand as we move throughout the land and build the church that our Lord is waiting for. Let's move on, there are greater things ahead. Let's press closer to Him and be Spirit-led. For our Lord, let's take a stand as we move throughout the land and build the church that our Lord is waiting for. Let's move on, there are greater things ahead. Let's press closer to Him and be Spirit-led. For our Lord, let's take a stand as we move throughout the land and build the church that our Lord is waiting for.
Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. No other name I know. Salvation in the name of Jesus. Salvation in the name of Jesus. Salvation in the name of Jesus. No other name I know. Deliverance in the name of Jesus. Deliverance in the name of Jesus. Deliverance in the name of Jesus. No other name I know. There's healing in the name of Jesus. There's healing in the name of Jesus. There's healing in the name of Jesus. No other name I know. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. No other name I know. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. No other name I know. Salvation in the name of Jesus. Salvation in the name of Jesus. Salvation in the name of Jesus. No other name I know. Deliverance in the name of Jesus. Deliverance in the name of Jesus. Deliverance in the name of Jesus. No other name I know. There's healing in the name of Jesus. There's healing in the name of Jesus. There's healing in the name of Jesus. No other name I know. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. No other name I know. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. No other name I know.
Amen. Amen.
Sweeter than the day before. Every day with Jesus, I love Him more and more. Jesus saves and keeps me, and He's the one I'm waiting for. Every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Every day with Jesus, I love Him more and more. Jesus saves and keeps me, and He's the one I'm waiting for. Every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Every day with Jesus, I love Him more and more. Jesus saves and keeps me, and He's the one I'm waiting for. Jesus is is sweeter than the day before.
Hallelujah.
I serve a risen Savior, He's in the world today. I know that He is living, whatever men may say. I see His hand of mercy, I hear His voice of cheer. And just the time I need Him, He's always near. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives within my heart. In all the world around me, I see His loving care. And though my heart grows weary, I never will despair. I know that He is leading through all the stormy blasts. The day of His appearing will come at last. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives within my heart. Rejoice, rejoice, O Christian, lift up your voice and sing. Eternal hallelujahs to Jesus Christ the King. The hope of all who seek Him, the help of all who find. There is so loving, so good and kind. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives within my heart.
Amen.
I am Thine, O Lord, I have heard Thy voice, and it told Thy love to me. But I long to rise in the arms of faith, and be closer drawn to Thee. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where Thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to Thy precious bleeding side. Consecrate me now to Thy service, Lord, by the power of grace divine. Let my soul look up with a steadfast hope, and my will be lost in Thine. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where Thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to Thy precious bleeding side. Oh, the pure delight of a single hour that before Thy throne I spend. When I kneel in prayer and with Thee, my God, I commune as friend with friend. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where Thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to Thy precious bleeding side. There are depths of love that I cannot know till I cross the narrow sea. There are heights of joy that I may not reach till I rest in peace with Thee. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to the cross where Thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to Thy precious bleeding side. I sing praises to your name, O Lord. Praises to your name, O Lord. For your name is great and greatly to be praised. I sing praises to your name, O Lord. Praises to your name. To be praised. I give glory to your name, O Lord. Glory to your name, O Lord. For your name is great and greatly to be praised. I give glory to your name, O Lord. To your name, O Lord. Oh, your name is great and greatly to be praised. I sing praises to your name, O Lord. Praises to your name, O Lord. Oh, your name is great and greatly to be praised. I sing praises to your name, O Lord. Praises to your name, O Lord. For your name is great and greatly to be praised. I give glory to your name, O Lord. Glory to your name, O Lord. For your name is great and greatly to be praised. I give glory to your name, O Lord. Glory to your name, O Lord. For your name is great and greatly to be praised.
Hallelujah.
Lift up your heads to the coming King. Bow before Him and adore Him. Sing, sing to His majesty. Let your praises be kings. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. hearts full of praise. Be exalted, O Lord our God, Hosanna in the highest. Lift up your heads to the coming King. Bow before Him and adore Him. Sing to His majesty. Let your praises be pure and holy, giving glory to the King of Kings.
Amen.
That true?
Yes.
We come to God and we give Him all of us, all of our heart, our mind, that's our intellect. We come with Him with that. But you know, those two things are not enough. You got to come to Him in spirit also, right? In spirit and in truth. And you have to be born again to be able to come to His presence, to come straight to His throne room. And we're granted instant access. And then we say, God, I want more of You, more power, more love, and more of You in my life. Let's sing this one more time. More love,
more love,
more power,
more power,
more of You in my life. More love,
more love,
more power,
more power,
more of You in my life. Worship You with all of my mind, and I will worship You with all of my strength, for You are my Lord.
More love.
All of my mind, and I will
worship you with all of my strength, for you are my Lord. Yes, I will worship you with all of my heart, and I will worship you with all of my mind, and I will worship you with all of my strength, for you are my Lord. You are my Lord. You are my Lord. Amen. I will praise you, my Father, for Jesus, your Son, that on Golgotha rescued my soul. Oh, what marvelous grace of my Master and King! Oh, what wonderful mercy and love! Christ has opened the door to my heavenly home with his merciful love. He brought peace to my heart. I will praise you, my Father, for Jesus, your Son, that on Golgotha rescued my soul. I will glorify God for the new song he gave. Now, my Lord, I am praising each day. Precious Jesus, he heals every person today. If you only believe in your heart, I will praise you, my Father, for Jesus, your Son, that on Golgotha rescued my soul. Oh, what marvelous grace of my Master and King! Oh, what wonderful mercy and love! Christ has opened the door to my heavenly home. With his merciful love, he brought peace to my heart. I will praise you, my Father, for Jesus, your Son, that on Golgotha rescued my soul. I will glorify God for the new song he gave. Now, my Lord, I am praising each day. Precious Jesus, he heals every person today. If you only believe in your heart, I will praise you, my Father, for Jesus, your Son, that on Golgotha rescued my soul. Oh, what marvelous grace of my Master and King! Oh, what wonderful mercy and love! Christ has opened the door to my heavenly home. With his merciful love, he brought peace to my heart. I will praise you, my Father, for Jesus, your Son, that on Golgotha rescued my soul.
Amen. I like the verse in the song that says, he heals every person today. If you only believe in your heart, it takes just a little bit of faith to believe that God loves you, that he wants the best for you, that you have a need, that he will take care of that. And this leads us into our closing song here today, Rise and Be Healed.
And be healed in the name of Jesus. Let faith arise in your soul. Rise and be healed in the name of Jesus. He'll cleanse you and make you whole. And be healed in the name of Jesus. Let faith arise in your soul. Rise and
and be healed in the name of Jesus. He'll cleanse you and make you whole. Rise and be healed in the name of Jesus. Let faith arise in your soul.
Yes, O Lord. You are the healer of our bodies, Lord, and the savior of our souls. You are the Holy Ghost baptizer, everybody ought to know. Hallelujah. Come, Holy Spirit, we love you. Come, Holy Spirit, we pray. Come in your strength and your power. Come in your own gentle way. Come, Holy Spirit, we need you. We need you, Lord. Help me to pray, Lord, according to thy will this morning. And have it your way, I pray in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What can separate us from the love of Christ? Can tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? For it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors in him that loved us. We are more than conquerors in him that loved us. For I'm persuaded neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are more than conquerors. We are victorious, for we walk by faith and not by sight. And greater is he that he is within us than he that's in the world. In the name of Jesus, and we thank and praise you, Heavenly Father, that we have the confidence, O Lord, that we can trust in you, and we hope in you, and have confidence in you, that the Lord, what you promised, you also able to perform. And we want to thank you for victory today in this body of believers. Thank you, Lord, for joy unspeakable and full of glory. Thank you, Lord, for make us stand up and be counted. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And rejoice in the Lord always. And again we say rejoice. Praise his holy name. We love you, Lord. We appreciate you. We thank you for who you are, Lord. For who you are. And for what you've done in each and every life in this body of believers, and what you have in store for us. In Jesus' name, let your praise be continually in our mouth. Let us worship you in spirit and in truth. Let us lift up holy hands and make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Let us come and worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker. For He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture and the sheep of His hand. And Lord, we thank You today, Lord. Thank You, Lord, for moving mightily in the midst of us. Lord, we need You, Lord. We need Your Holy Ghost power. We need the anointing. We need, oh Lord, the inspiration from You, the motivation. And let it be, Lord. Thank You for touching us today in a mighty way, we pray, in the name of Jesus. We pray for the anointing upon the pastor as he will bring the message to us. Touch him, O Lord, anoint him, give him the freedom to preach, and let the word come out with power and pierce us like a two-edged sword, we pray in the name of Jesus. Thank You, Father, for touching everyone that gives a testimony. Touch Thomas, he gives the invitation, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and let Your name be glorified, even the testimonies, we pray, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We love You, Lord. We appreciate You. Thank You, Lord, that You are the Jehovah Jireh. You are provider. You, the provider of this church. You, the provider for each and every person in this body of believers. You, the provider for those who watch us in the webcast. You, the provider of the whole earth, O Lord, for those who trust in You, those who belong to You, in the name of Jesus. And thank You, Lord, for meeting every need today. Thank You for supplying all our needs. We pray in the name of Jesus. And as we are about to receive this offering today, we pray, Lord, that You, O Lord, You touch every giver, Lord. You bless every giver. We pray in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And we thank You, Lord, that even in the offering, Your name will be glorified. Your name will be glorified in our givings. And we give You all the praise, the glory, and the honor today. And pray this prayer in Jesus' precious and a mighty name. And all God's children said, Amen and Amen.
At this time, the people at Resurrection Life of Jesus Church are giving their tithes and offerings as part of the worship service. You too can participate even if you're not physically with us by writing out a check and mailing it, or using the donation link at the bottom of the homepage. Please remember that God uses His people to finance His work on this earth. God gives us the ability to work and make money, and in return asks that His people give back a tenth. Thank you for being obedient and being part of our service.
Good morning. I want to praise God today. I feel a new power in myself. I got very angry with the devil. I'm sick and tired of him stealing things from me all the time. And so we just could be praising God. We've got a prayer time coming up here right now. Let me say this to you. Last week we prayed for Gina Weinrich in Germany for her grandmother. Remember that? And she's been very ill. She's 101 years old. She couldn't talk. She couldn't eat. She couldn't see. She couldn't do nothing. She just laid there and suffered. Well, we had prayer here, and 11 hours after our prayer, she was taken off this planet. And it was peaceful. We got an email Monday morning from Gina who said that God answered our prayers. So God answered a lot of prayers. We prayed for some sick people last week and they got well. So we praise God for that. So I got three odd prayers here today that we're going to pray for. So let me start with this. We're going to pray for Harold Camping and the staff at Family Radio. They refused to repent for the prediction that Jesus is coming back on May 21st, 2011. A few weeks ago, a man in New York, he's about 64, 65 years old, took out his life savings, $140,000, and purchased advertisement which was put on the subway in New York that Jesus is coming back on the 21st for them to repent. All his life savings. And now, of course, on the 22nd, you know, he will find out he just could have gone to the toilet and just flushed them in the toilet. That's how much good they did. When the staff is asked why they still ask for money, we have been calling them. Despite their doubt the last 6 days, they lie by saying that they still need money for the mail out. If they really believe that Jesus is coming back on the 21st, who is going to read their mail? Once the great earthquake hits and judgment of the wicked is started, let us pray that the staff will break rank with Harold this week of this false prophecy teaching. And then I had a prayer request here for little Abigail 2 weeks ago, and God knew that I forgot it, and God healed her, so she's here today and well, so we can take that and scrap that. So praise God for that. That's one prayer request done. The price of oil went up last week, $2.47 a barrel. Now, someone said, why do you keep praying for that? Well, I really like what Soteris said. Michael Burns have hammered oil for more than 6 to 7 months. And something broke a couple of weeks ago. Let's just stay with it. Let me read this. The price of oil went up this last week, $2.47 per barrel, during the last hours of trading May 13th, ended up at $99.65 per barrel. They just shot up the last few hours. Early in the week, the big global investors had purposely depressed the commodity market, but started to infuse their money again in the end of the week, and the price of oil went up. What we need to remember is that the starvation of people in the third world nations are getting worse, since higher oil prices means higher food prices and less for the poor people to eat. That includes us. There are some things today you can't afford to buy now because you don't have enough. Praying against high oil prices is not a luxury prayer. It's a matter of life or death for the poor people, including poor people in the United States. And then lastly, we ask in prayer for our ministry. Our binding machine has broke down. We were happy binding my books. And the repair technician came out, spent 3 hours at $75 per hour to try to find the electric breakdown. So far, he has not been able to diagnose the problem. Now, we did find this out, and I haven't told it to Thomas yet, that there's nothing wrong with our electricity coming in. And we also found out there's nothing wrong with a phaser. So the problem is in the machine. We were told that the phaser, if there's no load on it, will have a high voltage. Once you put a load on it, it goes down normal. Please help us to pray in some extra funds to cover these repair expenses and that the Holy Spirit will show the repair technician what the problem is. So those of you that like to pray, come on up and you have a prayer time.
Father God, we thank you. First of all, for the book that we are producing, and it is a life's work, and it is full of great, valuable information on how to live the Christian life. So we thank you that that's to completion, and we know we have this roadblock here to finish it out and get it bound and in the store for sale. And we thank you, Father, for helping Bob, the technician, to be able to troubleshoot the machine so we can get the production up and running, Lord, and that we can be able to do the finished work on the bookbinding. So we thank you for that. We thank you for wisdom for him to see it, Lord. And also we pray for his salvation, that he will be convicted by the Holy Spirit, and he will get interested in not only our machine, but in who we are and what we are doing, and why we are pushing to get the gospel out. So we thank you for that, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Harold Camping, if you're listening out there or watching today, this is for you. Harold Camping, you do not know when Jesus is going to return back here on this earth. Only Jesus, God the Father, know. God the Father is the one that knows when the day has come. And not anybody else on this earth knows the day, time, or the hour. So I come against you, Harold Camping. I come against what you're telling people on your radio station. And dear Heavenly Father, I pray that Harold Camping will repent of his sin in this area, and that restitution be made when the 21st comes around and he resigns from family radio. That's what needs to happen with Harold Camping. He needs to resign, because only Jesus, God the Father, knows when he's coming back. And nobody else on this earth knows that. And that's very important to know, that only God knows the time, the day, or the hour. And I just pray, and pray for the people that have been dumbfounded by this situation. I pray for the people that have lost their life savings because of it. And Harold Camping, you need to be ashamed of yourself for what you've done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, Father God, we thank you and praise you that what the global investors are doing with the commodity market and the oil can cause us to practice now not being able to get food or get this or get that. Practice now what's going to be happening when the mark of the beast is here. We can practice now what they're causing us to practice. And we thank you and praise you, Father God, that many, many, many people are going to come into the kingdom. And the Christians and the people that are coming in that are new are going to know that they can call on God to give them the food, to give them the shelter, the clothing, and everything that they need, the transportation. You'll provide everything that we need, Father God, if we trust you and if we believe in you. Practice now what's going to happen then. In Jesus' name, amen.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you right now for answering the prayers we've spoken here today. And we bless you, Lord. And we thank you that the answer is on the way for all of us. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen. You may be seated.
Okay, we're going to take a couple minutes for testimonies. Anybody's got a testimony this morning? Okay, Satiris?
The other day we got a little advertisement that this woman lost a dog and she was offering $1,000 for reward for whoever finds the dog. And Joanne brought it and she says, we should call this woman. She's an idolatry. She makes the dog an idol and so on. So she called her up, and after she called and she spoke to her about it, and then it was my turn to speak to her. So I said, well, young lady, I said, it's instead of looking at the dog, it's better to look unto Jesus, I said. And when you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these things shall be added unto you. She claimed she was a Christian, so I asked her, the word whether she was born again. And she says, no, I'm not. And then I said to her, would you like to be? Would you like to have an intimacy with the Lord? Get to know him better? And have that close walk with the Lord? Well, she said, after she thought about it, she said, yes. Now, are you sure you want it? You want to accept him as your Lord and Savior? She said, yes. So we prayed the prayer, and because of that dog, this woman got saved, and she got more than she bargained for. And I praise God for that.
Thank you guys for praying for me. Last Sunday, I went to the hospital, and I got a shot on my arm, and the doctor said it was going to last a long time, and it only lasted a couple days.
What was your temperature?
My temperature was 104. Amen. And my heartbeat was something like 148.
And to add to that, about the time you guys were praying here at the church is the time that his fever went away like that. It went from 104 to normal, and it's been normal ever since. So he's praising God.
Okay, any more testimonies this morning? So I'm going to close. Father God, thank you for this day, Lord, and the opportunity to come and hear the word, Lord, and to take part in your church. And we thank you for our many blessings, Lord. We thank you for wisdom and for knowledge as we go our way, Lord, to be paying attention to our surroundings. And we thank you, Father, for the fact that you always meet our needs, and we are blessed by that. And we ask for safety for everyone as they go their way. And we ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
I've got a river of life flowing out of me. Makes the lame to walk and the blind to see. Opens prison doors, sets the captives free. I've got a river of life flowing out of me. Spring up, oh well, within my soul. Spring up, oh well, and make me whole. Spring up, oh well, and give to me that life abundantly. 'Cause I've got a river of life flowing out of me. Makes the lame to walk and the blind to see. It opens prison doors, sets the captives free. I've got a river of life flowing out of me. Spring up, oh well, within my soul. Spring up, oh well, and make me whole. Spring up, oh well, and give to me that life abundantly.